so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Oh, yeah, it's acquired taste. Welcome to the podcast. Who made that?
Wait, who is this girl?
Why are you in my room? I made that for my own podcast. Oh, my God, wait a minute. This is a familiar sound.
Who let this homeless girl in here?
Hi, Carla Marie.
Hi, guys. I don't belong here.
Yes, you do.
I just crashed your podcast.
That's the beautiful thing about this podcast. Everyone belongs here.
Kathleen and I are sharing a mic. Yeah.
So if you're a little bit confused right now, our former coworker from The Big Show, Carla Marie, who moved to Seattle and got her own show, NBD, you know, is here for Christmas. Yeah. She's visiting her family, and she decided to sit in on a podcast with us.
I'm so excited. I listen to your podcast, and I'm like, oh, I miss them. So this is so exciting to be here.
We love having you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You bring a ray of sunshine into the environment.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. Seriously,
she gets me agita. What are you talking about?
I like it. I just like things have gotten so crazy and busy. And it's nice to be reminded of a time when like it was a little bit
sunshine,
like, chiller
and flowers.
And slower and just like not as crazy busy after the show every day.
I'm glad I give you that memory because there are plenty of others that I could give you that I don't.
That's for a different podcast.
So in celebration of Carla being here, I have some treats for us.
Yes.
First of all, I have a can of wine.
Yay, classy. It sprayed me.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I sprayed you with my Pinot Noir.
Speaking of classy. Is that our Nomad?
It is Nomadica wine from California. It is a fabulous brand. And it's very convenient because this is my purse wine.
Yeah.
Their cans are art.
Yes.
Yeah, they're smooth.
Their cans are all art.
It's just a single serving of wine in a little can.
Yeah.
That's like a half serving for us.
Who needs to taste it?
Like no one. I have too many cups.
Can I swirl it?
As Carla Marie pours, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. If this is your very first episode, welcome. This is just a place for people who don't feel like they fit in anywhere else. Maybe you need some girlfriends in your life. Maybe you just need some weirdos. We just talk about what's going on in our lives and you know,
we're like shower thoughts too. Yeah. I feel like that would have been another appropriate name. Yeah. Just weird things you think.
Yeah, like do you ever wonder? And I do this a lot. Like, but why do people listen to us? Like, I do that all the time with our podcast. I'm like, we're not talking about anything that anyone else isn't talking about. Like, why do people come to our podcast for that?
I think it's different for each person, but I think that you just are trying to find somebody that you feel like echoes what you're thinking in your head.
Yeah.
And if you find a podcast where there's that one person represented, I think that it's nice to feel that you're not alone things you think about.
That's true.
Bethany. This is Kathleen.
Hello.
Sam.
Charles.
Carla Marie.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, Mike.
Cheers. So wait.
Microphone, not Mike. There isn't a man in here.
Stop hitting Mike. Hold on.
Oh, this
is very
good. That is good wine.
Wow.
That's really Nomadica. Cool. Follow them on Instagram. They have a really cute account.
They have a cute account.
They have a cute account.
You just went full Reese Witherspoon on us
in
Sweet Home, Alabama.
It's 1 o'clock, 1:06 on the Thursday. That is the last day of work for us.
On a Thursday.
And
that's not true. I'm coming in tomorrow to work.
A lot of people are, but this is like the official end.
Yeah.
And I want to be home 5 hours ago.
Yes.
I don't accept that.
I'm on vacation already.
You are. Here. Screw you.
When you're hearing this, it is post-holidays, but, you know, we work ahead because we want to make sure you guys have something live or new to listen to.
Yeah, we have an unhealthy attachment with our listeners. We don't like to spend that far apart, so we need to do extra work so we can
talk
to
you. Well, you did a surprise for them, and I won't say what it is, but I'm super pumped for people to find out.
Oh, my gosh. Can we, without getting specific... with what it was.
People might have it by now, but we can't take that gamble.
Yeah. So I just want to say, even if you submitted before the deadline of December 15th.
Yeah, your addresses.
We asked for addresses. We gave you till December 15th. I will be very, very honest. Full transparency. We had to cap it at December 1st because we thought we would get about 100, 150.
I know.
We had to cap it at 700 submissions.
That's insane.
Because we ran out of money.
Yep. And keeping that in mind, because I don't want anyone to think I sent it before that cap and I'm jaded. A lot of people got, like, they didn't put their full zip code, or if they sent out on Instagram Messenger, they didn't put their name. So, like, it's impossible to send from just the handle. So, unfortunately, and some people doubles. Like, I wrote our friend Seamus's address, and then when I was sticking them on, he also sent it on another medium. So, he's getting two.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Did you post on social to ask for addresses, or you just did it in the podcast?
Just the podcast.
Isn't that crazy? There's at least 700 people that listen to you.
We had to cap it
at 700. You capped it. So you haven't.
We had at least 800 more that we were not able to get to.
It's crazy. Damn, you guys famous.
We love them.
We just have amazing listeners. Yeah. So I just want to sincerely apologize. Like, I actually cried over the fact that we weren't going to be able to give this to everybody who reached out in time, followed all the rules. We spent $1,000.
Literally.
On 700.
One of us needs to marry a rich old man.
I have been volunteering for that for years.
Before next year, make it happen.
Well, here's the thing. When we do it again, for whatever reason, we're going to have our together.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same problem. So we apologize.
And we'll apologize again.
And we love you.
We are so sorry if you did not get one and we just ran out of money.
We also got a lot of awesome stories and emails while we were going through the addresses. And I have one from our listener, Ariel. I kind of wanted to share it because she needs advice. And I think the rivers run deeper than the email would make it appear. So I'm really curious what you guys think about this.
Okay.
So this obviously is after the holiday season, but this still applies. And maybe Ariel still needs us to address it. So she wrote a lot of lovely things about loving the podcast and how she listened to every single episode. And I adore her for that. So the girth of the email. Yep. She said, "That being said, I wanted to ask what you thought about my current quote unquote issue. My husband and I do our own Christmas by ourselves, where we exchange exclusively with each other, and it's my favorite holiday tradition because it's very personal and special to me. Typically, we send each other ideas of what we want via text for weeks leading up until. We did this year's exchange yesterday, and I got my husband everything he asked for, as well as a couple of surprises. He loved every gift. Then he gives me mine, which is where it gets interesting. He got me a Snuggie, a Star Wars shirt, a Ghostbusters shirt, 2 boxes of Cheez-It crackers, 4 boxes of fine blue tip Sharpies, which equal 36 Sharpies total, which I'm sure is a value, but that's not the point. Okay. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with these gifts per se. However, I have never once even slightly implied or sort of maybe said I wanted a Snuggie. I am not a fan of Star Wars. And I've literally seen Ghostbusters once. Regarding that shirt, he said, "You're a fan, right?" And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Oh, shoot.
The Cheez-It crackers I'm fine with because I'm addicted to snacking, but 4 boxes of blue Sharpies? Just why? I guess my issue is not so much with the gifts, but really the fact that he didn't seem to put any thought into a single one of them.
Whoa.
She goes on to mention how she understands money is tight for the both of them, and she definitely appreciates that, but she plans ahead to make sure she can get him at least some of the things he wants for the holidays. Money that getting him stuff from me is not only that I wanted, completely meaningless, but not personal to me at all. I guess I'm feeling like he doesn't know me like I thought he did and really didn't care to get me a gift I would want. My question is, do I say anything or do I let it go? I don't want him to feel badly or like he has to get me better or other presents. I just don't want him to waste his money on impersonal gifts for me in the future. Please help. I love your show and think between the 4 of us, which is now 5, thank you, Carla Marie, we can figure out a good solution.
Oh, shoot.
Oof, and this is her husband.
P.S. If you choose to talk about this, can you use a different name? No problem, Grail, because that's what the reverse button is for on the podcast. So I'm just going to edit that out we go on.
This is her husband. Did she say how long they were married?
She didn't, but I have to assume they're rather new.
If this is a tradition, obviously they've done it for, I want to say, at least 3 years.
Maybe as a couple.
You wouldn't call something like 1 year or 2 years tradition.
Yeah.
So, my heart hurts for her.
Yeah, I think, first of all, disclaimer, this advice is for entertainment purposes only. We are not professionals, nor in any way should you assume as medical advice.
I'm a therapist, just not licensed.
The glasses do not make you a therapist, although they are fetching.
We've tried to tell you this a million times.
I have seen Sleepless in Seattle, and it's about a therapy radio show, and that is me.
This radio.
By that logic, I am Tom Hanks.
You can call me Dr. Marcia Fieldstone.
Fantastic.
So the first question she asked and the number one question is, should I talk to him about this? Yes.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
Kathleen? Yes.
I would start crying on the spot if I opened these. Yeah.
I would cry too.
Is unanimous.
Yeah, you
and
have
it's not
to.
Like you're greedy crying. It is really like, what? And first of all, you need to understand that guys suck at giving gifts. Like, they just don't get it.
They
like,
need a lot of help.
So they do, But she says she gave him ideas. So I don't understand. Like, if I opened Cheez-Its on Christmas, I would expect that from my brother as a joke. And yes. Now, first thing I thought of is maybe he's joking and on Christmas he's going to surprise her with something else.
Oh, my God. What if that's true?
I hope that's true.
But
oh, my God. Maybe he's going to give her a pony for Christmas.
Guess what? He's not.
Yeah.
I wonder. I wish we were talking to her because I wonder what his gifts were like the years before. And again, it's not about monetary value.
No,
it's about, did he key into who she is?
Yep.
And their t-shirt is a fabulous gift. I got 3 t-shirts for my birthday this year from my coworkers. Kathleen's said, what does it say?
Black is my happy color.
Black is my happy color.
It's the British color.
Which she knows me. And then Danielle gave me a t-shirt that says, it's too people-y outside. Yeah. And the other shirt said, ugh, people. Those are shirts that are so representative.
Yeah, but
so,
for him to say, you're a fan, right?
Right. That's the problem. And what it comes down to, she's saying to herself, does he even know me at all? Which is a scary thing to realize after, let's say, 4 or 5 years of marriage.
Yeah. I'm such a wild, on any field, advocate of communication. Like, even when someone comes into the studio and has a problem, I'm like, you got to address it. You have to address it because it'll get worse and it'll hurt you and potentially build on. And there's no better example than when you're actually married to the person. Having said that, I think it's wonderful how worried she is that she's going to come off wrong.
Yeah.
But that's completely in her power.
You know, right.
You can, it's scary and it's stressful, but you can 110% address this as, you could have possibly spent less money and still have made me feel more special with the presents. Or
markers.
Markers.
I mean, I would be happy because I freaking love Sharpies.
It's
me
true.
Too. Like black ones.
Yeah, the blue one would have totally threw you off too.
It's the color, not the item.
That's the greatest gift that Sam has ever given me. I've learned so much about life from Sam, teaching me how to address issues head on. And it's the only way to live because you won't have a darkness sitting over your heart.
Yeah,
just squash it when it's a little baby.
Then Christmas is going to come next year and she's going to have anxiety. Like, is that going to happen again? I think address it, but preface it very, like, hardly in the beginning. Like, this is not me being ungrateful at all or complaining that you got me bad gifts. This is me being scared and afraid that I'm not expressing myself right to you. Like, don't put the blame on him.
Great.
That's so important to be like, where is this disconnect between us?
Because
it's not always one person. It's not he's a crappy gift giver. It's maybe she was putting out the wrong vibes and was like pushing it off. Like, oh, whatever you get me, I'll love.
Great point.
You can't say that and then be mad when you get a Star Wars
t-shirt. Totally.
Yeah, and I think the conversation, you're right, Carla Marie, has to be about, I feel like you maybe don't know me versus I don't like the gifts you got. Like,
exactly.
The gifts are a secondary issue. The gifts are a symptom of, I'm really concerned that, and I had the thought, do you not even know me? And do we need to do more communication? And that way, I think there's less shame for him to feel and more like, oh no, is there a problem?
And I feel like this could also help build in other ways. Like, first of all, if you don't talk about it, I don't even think it's going to wait until next Christmas to be a problem. Things are going to happen and it's going to trigger a similar feeling. It's going to come up sooner. But this could make him feel how cool you are with talking about something that bothers you. Kind of like a child, although I don't like that I'm using that comparison, you're leading by example.
Yeah.
So when there's something that kind of maybe is sitting ill with him, he might remember this. This might just totally help strengthen a bond in general.
You know, I bet a lot of people listening to this right now, since we're going to post this after Christmas, had this issue with their significant others or family members over the holiday.
Yeah.
And so now it's like 2 days post-Christmas, address that crap right now. But she said in her letter that they drop hints to each other. What kind of hints did she drop?
And she got him everything he wanted, which leads me to assume that they both said specific things.
But here's my question. I wonder if he knows that they drop hints to each other.
Oh my God.
You know?
This is just a tradition in her brain.
Like, maybe she is the one picking up on hints.
Yeah.
And she's dropping hints, but he never knows that hints are being dropped.
Yeah. A lot of times you have this idea in your head, like, oh, I dropped that hint. A hint, if you dropped it, doesn't actually mean they're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
It could have just fell and that's it.
Yeah.
Down the sewer, I dropped
it. I think a lot of times we make up these things in our head. Like, I worry about, I build up these scenarios in my head sometime, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm panicking. Oh wait, but that didn't actually happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the same idea. Like, oh, I told him this, and I know he knows this, and he knows that. So it may be less on him, and I'm not putting the blame on her, but it could be more on her too. So sometimes you need to step back and evaluate your own situation is if you're not in it and look at it.
Yeah, it may just be an issue of miscommunication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I set parameters with my husband for what he's allowed to gift me.
Do you mean items or spending?
So nothing can plug in, because there were a couple years in a row when we were newly dating that I got like electronics that I didn't want, that I didn't ever use.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a $500 vacuum.
Right. You're the only person who wants a vacuum for Christmas.
I already got a vacuum for Christmas. See?
I'm so jealous. I'm actually
Santa for it. The Bissell pet vacuum, because freaking cat hair, hello.
Yeah.
And I got it like a month and a half ago, and it's the best gift ever.
Amazing. I feel like I could see you plugging it in and walking it fun.
Woo!
Or if it's a Vitamix. He's allowed to get me a Vitamix, preferably the rose gold one.
Yeah.
Yes. That one's beautiful.
Yeah. Those are the only two things he's allowed to get me that plug in, and then beyond that, he knows electronics are off the table.
Yeah.
Fair. I like that.
Yeah. There was 1 year. Oh, I'm having flashbacks.
But suck it to us.
My last really long relationship, there was 1 year that...
oh my God, I'm excited.
I might second guess this and make you edit it out, but I'm going to say it anyway.
We'll see.
He stole an iPad.
Ooh, okay.
from someone. And then for Valentine's Day, I bought him $400 Beats headphones.
Nice.
And he bought me an iPad cover for the iPad that he stole.
Did you know?
That he stole it?
Yeah.
Yes, I was there.
Oh my God.
And I tried to tell him to put it back, and he was like, no, no, this is exciting. And then he gave me an iPad cover for his iPad that he stole.
How do you wipe the iPad?
I don't know. That's Carla Marie's question. How do you wipe the iPad?
So it was like, it was so disappointing. And he also gave me a paper shredder 1 year for Valentine's Day.
But the thing is,
I never addressed it. I never said anything because I was so concerned about hurting his ego that I never said anything. And so the onus was on me for never setting the proper example of what I actually wanted.
What you deserve, too. I don't deserve stolen goods.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, I don't want a cover for your stolen goods.
Right.
It's not even my stolen good.
I bought myself a bike, so I got you WD-40.
Right,
so you can help me with my bike.
That's exactly what it's like. It's like, I bought a house, so I bought you a doorknob. Like, that, useless to me.
If it was, like, hand-carved Victorian, you would love that.
I would love a novelty Victorian doorknob.
It almost sounds like he went to the local office supply store, because you know they sell snacks there too.
I was gonna say Costco.
Yeah.
The packs.
You know what?
T-shirts too.
Yeah. The Kirkland brand ones.
Oh my God! I have Kirkland brand booties. Wait, they have Kirkland brand booties. Everyone compliments me on them. Where'd you get them? Costco.
Yeah.
Kirkland special.
Oh, you showed them off when I came to visit you. You were
Costco.
So proud.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Kirkland, like, I mean, those jeans will last you for 60 years.
Yeah, Kirkland, right. Washington, hello. It's like 10 minutes from my apartment.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's where Costco started.
I never thought about that.
The only place you could get a value pack of socks and bourbon.
Yeah. So the K on your God, what is with me today? The K on your Costco socks is from Kirkland, Washington.
That's awesome.
Kirkland brand everything. Such a pretty town. Kathleen, I know you would love it.
Well,
it's on the water.
Now I have to go and also pick up some undershirts.
Fantastic. And you could be up some booties?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Split the airfare.
I'm
save
drunk
money.
At this point.
Yeah, you really are. That's
no,
all talk.
No, I am too.
We need to follow up with Ariel.
There's also an out. I think a pre-communicated out is acceptable. Like, let's just say he had certain gifts and shipping went horribly wrong and something was way more expensive that he couldn't afford, so he had to return it. Like, let's say every item had a problem. If you tell me the day before and you have a whole like open-hearted discussion with me, there will be zero emotional repercussions on my part. Like, even my boyfriend just now, I bragged to him I was like, I'm so excited about your gifts. I spent way too much because I got a bunch of different things and I didn't realize that all of those things add up money together, and this was a bad idea. And he felt badly. He said, Sam, I'm not going to be able to. I'm like, that bothers me zero amounts.
Yeah.
He says, I can't even think of anything yet. And I'm like, that's going to piss me off. Like, you get me a t-shirt that costs $12 with a funny inside joke or a saying or something. Really is the thought.
Well,
so if he just dealt with it in advance, like let's say he's fully aware of it and hoping he got around a problem.
Yeah.
If he spearheaded it, like I want to believe all of our listeners are the kind of people that wouldn't, you know, be really pissed about an outstanding situation that someone couldn't do.
Communication.
Yes.
Just say it.
Yes.
Just say that, you know what? I thought I could afford it. I can't. This is what's going to happen this year.
Yeah. I love it. What were you going to say, Carla Marie?
I was going to say, I think that we're all, at least I could say the four of us, are at a point in our lives where what do you want as a present? Not, like, I am all for experiences with people now. Yes. And I know everyone says experience is experience, but really, like, if I want a pair of sneakers, I'm probably going to get them for myself, and you're probably going to buy me the wrong size or not a color that I want.
Yeah. And like, also, I look at things that I wanted so badly and then bought them for myself, and they are currently now in a donation bag to go
exactly.
to Goodwill because yeah. I got over it and I stopped loving them as much as I did.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So to your boyfriend's defense, Sam, you probably, like, he could say, I know Sam loves leggings, but in his mind, like, why is he going to buy you your 800th pair of yoga leggings?
Mm-hmm. Well, because 799 is a horrible number.
So it's kind of tough.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good point.
Neil and I are not even exchanging gifts this year.
I love that.
Our only time together on Christmas is the morning, very early in the morning, because we have to spend it with family for the rest of the day. So this is what we're doing. We're getting a very expensive bottle of champagne so we can make some really expensive mimosas in the morning.
Love it.
And he just bought a box of hot chocolate O's, which is cereal, from Trader Joe's. And we're going to drink expensive champagne and eat hot chocolate cereal together.
Adorable.
And that's it.
Great.
New tradition.
Yeah, new tradition.
I love that. And can I also take one... I need to validate our friend because she needs to know. I feel like from reading her email, there's a small amount of guilt or uncertainty about, am I feeling wrong?
No.
I need to validate that because one of my very good friends, Amanda, is dating one of my very good friends, Jordan, and they've been together for a long time. They bought a house together. Great. Last Christmas, he bought her a $700 David Yurman bracelet.
Whoa.
She opened it and started bawling, and he's like, what's wrong? And she said, it's, what is this? You threw money at a holiday. There's no thought into this. I don't wear, you know, a lot of jewelry. I'm not a brand person. And her feelings were, I feel just as hurt as Globes or else. But it, just to show, money doesn't have anything to do with it. Your feelings are not hurt because of the dollar amount. That has nothing to do with it. She made Jordan return the bracelet, and I think they went like wine tasting for the day somewhere.
So much
better gift. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that there are a lot of people who are dating women who look at the media and see women talking about how, oh my God, that guy's driving a really nice car.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he buys me. I have a lot of friends who are like, I hope he buys me diamonds for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know those people. And so I wonder if, even if they know their partner, they hear all these other messages and think, no, she really wants a $700 bracelet.
So the ads worked.
The ads worked, yeah, because they get into your head. It's like, not to get too much, but it's like internalized sexism. Like, I sometimes hear myself, you know, like, I did it today. I was walking down a hallway and there was a guy walking towards me. Only one of us could fit. So I stepped aside because he was the guy. And so he went first. Like,
yeah.
You internalize these things, even if you know they're not real. This may have also been a case of that.
So
where,
true.
For your friend, at least, where the guy just assumed that she wanted expensive things because she's a woman, which
I'm gonna
isn't true.
I would lose that.
Yeah.
Don't buy Carla Marie anything over like $80. It's not going to exist for longer than a few months.
I'll take David Yurman.
But yeah, we all have a friend who like wants pretty diamonds for the holidays, and it's that some people are like that, but not everyone. And so if you just need to trust what your partner says.
Yeah.
If you're going down the gift giving path right now, I thought yesterday, I think I'm going to tell my family on Christmas this year that I'm only buying for my parents and kids. Like, I'm so done with all these, like, my brother is an adult. He is 17 years older than me, buys himself stuff year round, like a lot of things, whatever gadget he wants, everything. And I'm like, what do you want? And he loves giving gifts and getting gifts. And he can't give you an idea. And I'm like, well, you have everything.
Yes.
I'm not, what am I going to buy you? Shirts? And that's what I got him. Shirts.
Yeah.
But like, it's no fun for me. I'd rather buy for the kids and my parents. Like, obviously it's your parents, whatever, but that's it.
Yeah.
It's so not fun anymore.
I had dinner with a friend last night and he was telling me this wild story and I'm going, oh my goodness gracious. He says he loves opening things on Christmas. There has to be a minimum of 10 presents for him under the tree.
No.
A minimum. He is a 32-year-old man.
Oh my God, grow up.
Grow up.
And it's in his parents' will that when they die, his brother must buy him 10 gifts every year.
Sorry,
to open it up.
Grow the
f-
up.
He said if none of his family members were around, he would buy himself 10 gifts and
that
then open them.
That is so extra.
No, but that is like, he's obsessed with opening presents. So what? That's fine.
I mean, grow up. Would he be okay if it's I bought so him funny. A pair of socks and I wrapped a left yeah. one in
what
one
needs
box
to be
and
in
a
them.
Right yes. one in another box?
It doesn't need to be expensive
no.
stuff.
Yeah. Because guess what? This means that he has been babied his entire
True.
Life and his parents have coddled him. And so he needs his present.
Maybe
grow
he has an obsession
up.
With the number 10. What's that called?
No, it's not. It's a, I don't.
OCD.
Listen, I know it sounds crazy to me. When he told me my jaw was on the floor, I had to pick it up with
but
my.
Like, what happens to his brother if he doesn't get him 10 presents when the parents die?
I knowing his brother, who's probably not a very organized person, he may not be getting these 10 presents, but this is not the type of guy that I would say, wow, get over yourself, you're a baby. He's not that person at all, which is why I was shocked when he told me this.
Wow. Just wow.
I mean, I think I have at least 10 presents on Christmas.
That's different.
Because I have
That's
a huge
chance.
Family.
Jesus.
Honestly, bless the heart of whomever marries him, because I don't have enough time to buy 10 presents every year for
Ain't
you.
Nobody
I'm sorry.
Got time for
I
that.
Hope his brother never does, and I want to see the tantrum that he throws.
He's gonna buy himself 10 presents. And,
wait,
you know.
Bethany, can you write a letter and hand it to Kathleen? And next time you're with him, Kathleen, can you just take can,
I will.
Give
yeah.
us that letter?
And I'm going to write it on this half paper plate.
No. Rip it up in 10 pieces so he has to put them together.
Yes, and I'm writing it right now. Grow the...
Someone should get him like a 10-piece something. You know, it's like one gift, but it comes in 10 different sections and wrap each
Hold
one
on.
Individually.
It's in 4 pieces. That's 8. Wait, that's 8. Okay, she's beat.
That's
there you go.
That's 12.
There's
Give
that's
that to your friend.
Okay.
He's
going
to go crazy. That's over 10.
Wrap each one individually. No, let
so
him
great.
Wrap each
it's
one
a
individually.
Puzzle.
I'm like legitimately pissed.
He's a really eligible bachelor. If anybody's in North Jersey who's single, who likes cute guys, email me.
I would date him, but I would raise my minimum to 11.
Oh he sounds God. Like a guy who loves Christmas.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it sounds crazy to ask for 10 presents every year, but he's just a guy who loves Christmas.
He's Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, Buddy the Elf would require 10 presents.
Sorry, I just pulled a muscle rolling my eyes.
She did. Okay? She actually did. I saw it happen.
I love that.
I have zero patience. I'm at sixes and sevens today. I'm just in a mood.
You just let it out. It's the end of our week.
Who wants a gummy bear?
I hope everyone has emotionally rewarding gift exchange this holiday, even if it's a card.
No, I can't. They are not vegetarian.
I'm giving you guys peach Bellini gummy bears.
Can I smell it? I can't eat it.
My intern neuron gave these to me.
Why can't you eat it?
They have gelatin in them, which is not vegetarian.
It's a horse, actually.
Hold on.
Yes. Yes, you
I had
horses.
One of these earlier, and it was very good, but what are you telling me that
you
it's a
You ate
horse?
A pony.
Why are you...
No, that's false. Isn't that false?
It's gelatin.
It really?
Maybe it's cow bones.
They're horses
It says
in
gelatin. What is
gummy
gelatin?
Bears?
Gelatin is not vegetarian. I'm not exactly sure of the details.
Glucose syrup, sugar, gelatin.
Yeah, that's the one.
What? So...
It smells fantastic.
That's glue. Horses are glue, so they're also...
I also can't use glue. I tape everything together.
You guys don't need glue?
I don't. Not since the 90s.
I mean, sometimes when I'm crafting, I get hungry.
But especially you if you
ingredients?
Sprinkle glitter.
Acid, malic acid, lactic acid, pectin, calcium citrate, natural flavoring, natural color.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, what is it?
Someone put one of those into your mouth and start chewing.
All right, Kathleen,
this is not. It doesn't matter what you say.
Okay, ready?
Kathleen's going to be fine.
Gelatin is a protein obtained by boiling skin, tendons,
stop,
ligaments,
no.
and or bones with water.
Why? They can't do it another way?
It's chewy. It's chewy. That's what
so,
does
like,
it.
So, like, that'd be right now. If I chopped off your hand and boiled it, it would be chewy.
Let's find out,
I'm
Carla Marie.
It. You swallowed
so
it?
I swallowed.
So, usually obtained from... cows or pigs, so not necessarily
no.
horses.
No, oh my gummy,
actually gummies
sticky.
Are my favorite
candy. I will never eat a gummy again.
There is a product called agar agar that is sometimes marked as gelatin, but it is vegan.
Oh,
obtained
nice.
From seaweed, but you have to know. And
also
here's
gross.
The picture that they use, guys. Gelatin with a bloody bone with tendons.
So
next to it.
Is this the same as Jell-O?
Yeah, Jell-O
what about
has
jelly
it too? I don't think jelly has it.
Pectin. Jelly is usually made with pectin, which is
that
like a sugary fruit
okay.
sugar.
This brand, though,
Sugarfina.
Does have similar.
Shout
Sugarfina
out.
Does have vegan products, but it's just like a slightly different texture. Like they have little
not
pineapples.
Bones.
It's not bone texture
okay.
like most gummies are.
It's the texture that doesn't taste as good.
It tastes fantastic and they're shaped like little pineapples.
You tell yourself
Kathleen.
That.
I literally feel sick.
Gelatin is also used in shampoos, face masks,
what?
Other cosmetics. candy, marshmallow, cake, ice cream, yogurt, on photographic film, in vitamins as a coating, and as capsules. It's sometimes used to assist in clearing
lines. I'm allergic to it now.
Bless you. So know what you're eating.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kids, safe.
Okay, what else, like gelatin? Okay, I would have never known is made out of horse. What else things are like that on your vegan list?
I mean, I found out marshmallows a little late. I was taking Jell-O shots at a college party about a year into my proclaimed vegetarianism. I was completely wasted. And someone came up to me and said, I thought you were a vegetarian. I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, because you just took a Jell-O shot. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's animal bones. And faced Sam started crying in the middle of this frat party. Yeah.
So what else you said? Marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
What are they?
Because they have gelatin in them as
well. Oh my God.
A lot of gum actually has gelatin.
Not so great.
It makes it chewier.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of, but that's kind of status quo. I think almost anything that we eat that we don't grow ourselves.
That's why I think I'm doing plant-based.
Yeah.
Has I think I'm doing it.
Crap in it that we don't know. I mean, anything, like soups that you get and canned vegetables, they can have a certain percentage of rat feces in them, and it's still allowed by the FDA. Like, it's just...
It's just America, too. Like, if you compare what's allowed in America versus Europe, Europeans would bring their own food to come visit us. Like, we allow so much more than they do.
I'm devastated.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That was not my intent.
Kathleen loves steak.
I do love steak,
You can still eat steak?
I think I'm still going to eat gummy bears.
I mean, look... Okay, I will say this. If you're devastated, look, if you're going to kill an animal for meat, use the whole animal. I'm not against it, right? So use the bones, use the ligaments, use the tendons.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I just don't want to eat any of it.
Right.
Yeah. But if you eat meat already, go for it. You know, they're using the meat anyway. You might as well use
but
the tendons.
But it's different because you're eating something that's pink and cute and sugary and you found out it's a horse
it's
bone.
It's shaped as a heart.
Yeah.
It says Bellini on it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually really sorry. I don't like looking at this face of Kathleen. She's pouting.
I'm questioning all my life choices now.
I'm sorry.
People everywhere are going to stop eating gelatin now.
What you really should do is take a slice of bacon and put those gummies on top of it. It'll be like a family reunion for
it. Oh my gosh. The whole farm. You all get to go in my mouth together.
Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yeah, so yes. I don't know. Carla Marie, we go around at the end of every episode and we give a... little thing that
now
we learned.
You do it. Do you keep it just to the podcast things you learned? Or
no, anything in life. Life lessons.
Like once I learned where my scarf was, I found it.
Riveting.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, I'll go last.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Kathleen.
Okay, I'll go first. I usually do my Christmas shopping online, and this year I'm a little bit behind.
Okay.
Because I actually went to the store and bought things.
Ooh. Retro.
It was so much easier. Yes, because I wasn't tracking numbers. I could ask a clerk what, you know, where the item was that I wanted, and I had it 20 minutes after I walked into the store. So don't discredit going into malls. There are people there with jobs who need you to keep going into those malls.
Yeah, it's true.
I think I'm going to start going, buying stuff in stores more than I am online. It saves the environment too. Like all those, that truck pollution from ordering everything.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I like that.
This week I learned that if you have a bunch of things that you need to get done, if you're running around and running your errands and you're like, oh, I see this thing and I think this is the thing I might need to get, but you know what? I'm sure I'll find it later. Get it now. You won't find it later.
Yes.
Because last night I was running around my neighborhood, stopping into every shop I could find, trying to find Christmas cards, which I had passed 2 weeks before and not picked up because I figured I'd have time later.
Sure.
Last night it was dark and I'm running around my neighborhood. So
it's actually on my 2018 resolution list. It's to don't procrastinate.
Yes.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
None of it. I'm done.
Trust your intuition.
It's so much stress when you procrastinate. Like the little things like that.
Yep.
Buying it now, cleaning the dish now before it's six dishes and all that.
Wow.
Nope. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good for you.
What about you, Sam? What'd you learn this week?
Martinis.
Okay.
Oh, I was there for this experience.
I had my very first martini.
Dirty martini.
Dirty martini.
Vodka or gin?
Vodka.
Great.
With three olives.
Yes.
Which I'll do two olives.
What does the dirty mean? I'm in the dark on this.
Olive juice.
Oh, okay.
I never knew. I always thought a martini was vodka with an olive in it. And I'm like, you know what? That's an adult fancy shot. And I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I didn't know they actually put juice in it to like make it taste different.
There's all kinds of martinis. Yeah,
there's tons of them.
I didn't know that. It was magical. I'm 27 years old and I had my first martini.
I don't think I've had
I
a dirty martini.
Ever?
I don't think I would enjoy drinking olive juice.
Yeah, olive isn't
I've
great.
I've had other martinis.
I love olive and salty, so it just makes sense.
So did you feel very fancy?
I did.
Yeah.
But it was after like I crushed a beer. So like it just evened itself out at that point.
So you'd already taken off your opera gloves and you were...
and then I put them back on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, awesome. Carla Marie, what did you learn this week?
I learned that you should always listen to the flight attendants. How many times do you sit on the plane, headphones, yeah, whatever, I know, oxygen mask, you've told me this, the bathroom light.
Every time.
Check the seat back in front of you. How many times do they say that?
Yeah.
Open the pouch, check it. I'm like, yeah, I got my stuff. Left my Mophie on the airplane.
No.
So I've been like, got to charge my phone now because I don't have my like the backup charger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just freaking checked it while getting up. If I checked my seat, I would have been fine.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep, that's a good point.
Check the seat backs in front of you.
You're bad at this stuff. Didn't you once forget your purse and almost miss your connecting flight?
I did miss my connecting flight to the job interview for Seattle.
Oh, boy.
You know this story.
No,
I didn't realize that.
We had a layover in Detroit, and they flew us out at like the ass crack of dawn from Newark. And I never fly with a purse because... there's no reason to fly with a little purse, but I think because we were hopping off the plane and going like right to a meeting or lunch, I made sure I had my purse and I left it under the seat. And we get to the next gate, sit there, and Anthony and I sat in the seats waiting because we knew we're in the back of the plane. We're like, we're not boarding until we have to. Finally, I go to board and my ticket beeps and they're like, we've been paging you, which side note, they haven't. I was sitting there. You left your purse on the last plane because they had my ID in it. So now I don't have my ID.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'll go run and get it. And the woman's like, you're never going to make it because now we're the last people to board.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And Detroit Airport, our gates, we then calculated, I literally ran, I think it was a mile and a half.
Oh, my God.
Back and forth. And I was in, like, I had on wedges, booties.
Yeah.
And Anthony's foot was broken. Otherwise, he would have ran. He's freaking track fast, whatever. And I looked at him like, he goes, just go. And I booked it to the gate. I could have left my purse, but boarding would have been miserable. Book it to the gate. They hand it to me. I run back and I'm almost there. And he texts me and goes, they closed the door.
And was he on the plane?
No, he didn't go.
Yeah, he left her.
He didn't go. So now I'm like panicking. I'm like, he's going to kill me. This is our one chance. This is our job interview. So all we do is like text the people we have to meet and say, we missed our connecting flight. They don't know why.
They don't care.
Can't get on the next plane. Can't get on the next plane. Get on the last plane. We literally made it to Seattle in the dark for our meeting, dinner, interview, and then flew out at 5 a.m. the next day. I didn't see Seattle in sunlight until we were there to flip the station.
How crazy is that? I have stress.
Never left anything on the plane.
It happened to me, and it happened a long time ago, and it ended well, and I have stress.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And the craziest part, the second flight, I got a ticket for. And Anthony's like, you go. And I'm like, no, you go. And we're back and forth sitting at the gate. They're like, who is going to go?
Yeah.
And he's like, she's going. So they hand me the ticket. And I start walking onto the thing. And they're like, oh, wait, sorry, come back. The girl whose seat I was taking just got there. And I'm like, no, but you... This just happened to me on the last plane and you wouldn't let me on. And now you're letting her. You gave me my ticket.
That's when you
and they made
fists.
Me leave. Come
That's
back.
When you punch someone in the face.
But it was fine. We got
out.
There.
Like, I'm so glad it worked out.
And here I am.
Bethany, are you excited to get on a plane tomorrow?
Yeah. You know what? Check your
I always get I always get to the airport so ridiculously early.
Yeah.
So that's why, because I'm such a paranoid flyer.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you got the job, because otherwise that'd be the saddest story ever.
Isn't that crazy?
Happy travels, everybody.
Yes. Everyone made it to their destination healthily and happily.
With your Mophie.
With your Mophie
and your purse.
Well, we would be amiss if we didn't say thank you for listening in the year 2017, because our last podcast is, this is our last podcast of the year.
Oh my God,
you guys are amazing. You guys are amazing, and you're in good company. There's a lot of you. There's more than we've realized, and we're so grateful. And thank you for everything. And please don't put off your happiness.
Yes.
Because whatever you believe or think, the world is getting scarier, and so you now have no excuse but to just go for what you want
to do,
because we might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah, yes. Don't procrastinate.
Stop procrastinating.
And speak your truths nicely.
Yes.
Speak your truths from the heart,
yes.
Not from the whole bone, which yes. I think also exists.
I've seen the movie The Day After Tomorrow, and listen,
it's not going to be good.
That's based off true events.
It is based off true events.
It's really happened.
Will freeze over.
Also, yes, thank you to our sister Carla Marie.
No, thank you for having me.
Wait, Carla Marie, you also have your own podcast. Where can people plug into you?
My Day Friday.
Okay. And then what? Where can they hear you doing radio?
Oh, you can listen live Power 93.3 on our iHeartRadio app. So after your big show is done, you can flip over to us and catch our show. We have so many people that do that. It's so cool.
That's
who,
great.
After Elvis and you guys are all done, they flip over at like 9:30 East Coast time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. West Coast time, which is
1:30 East Coast time.
Sorry.
What's happening? Right?
Somebody get us a mathematician.
I got it. 9:30 East Coast time. It's 6:30 a.m. for us. So our show is just starting. So we have people that listen till 1 p.m. your time here, which is so cool.
That makes us cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things about Carla Marie and Anthony's show is they have this thing on iHeartRadio called Dirty Little Secret. Yeah. And it's like a clip that they take from the show and they post it on the iHeartRadio app. And oh my gosh, it's so juicy.
Kathleen loves them. It is right up your alley.
I love it.
The Big Show even stole it several times.
Yeah. I'm going to sue you guys.
So follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
And don't send us any more emails.
Nope.
So sorry about
No, stop it. Send us emails just with life issues, not with your addresses.
That sounds good. We love you guys so much. We are so grateful. We hope it's been a fantastic, fantastic Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa season with your family. And make it a great new year.
Yes. And one more thing. I have one more plug.
Yeah.
Please go to labeledseries.com or eastpacificrecords.com. It's the same thing. Watch Labeled. It's the web series I co-produce and star in. In 2018, we are trying to show a network that there's something worth investing in.
Yes.
So the more views we get, the more we can do that. So we would love your support on that. And
we appreciate you.
See you next year.
Yay!